A fiber optic network that spans about 1,500 feet brings internet to all of the buildings at the school district. The technology department has been working on upgrading the system for 4 years. They consulted with engineers to design a network that could last for decades to come.
This will help improve network speeds throughout the district.
That's John Klutpainter, the district's technology director. He says they've had problems with internet connections and speeds at the district buildings with increasing demands in recent years. It's affected everything from students in video conference classes to teachers wanting to stream tutorials. The old fiber optic network was installed about 15 years ago.
That's ancient, and some of the network fiber that's been laid is not protected. It's zip-tied to heating pipes and that sort of thing.
So the internet cable is exposed and not protected in tubing or conduit. Some parts of the fiber have already broken. Without reliable fiber, the district's high-speed internet doesn't work like it should, nor do fancy high-tech machines like the ones in the high school's shop. Some of the machinery there needs internet, and the students' laptops need internet to connect to the machines.
We've got the plasma cutter over there that needs reliable internet. We have a laser engraver, 6 workstations that have CAD software, the CNC machine that's used to make signs. There's multiple 3D printers over there. That'll also help support the cameras for security and student safety.
The funding for the new fiber optic cable is coming from E-Rate. The federal program is set up for schools and libraries to improve internet access. E-Rate also pays for most of the school district's internet bills. The technology department has been slowly installing a conduit network where the new fiber cable will eventually go. That work has been completed almost entirely in-house by Caleb Cullum, who is the district's technology assistant.
Having a skill set like Caleb brings to the table, and we've been able to leverage that here, has saved the district a tremendous amount of money.
The internet conduit that's being installed is 2-inch plastic PVC tubing. Here's Caleb Cullum.
Essentially, think of a big straw from where we're coming in at the server room all the way to the elementary, through the pool, the district office, and the shop. And we've got that running the whole way for added protection, and then makes pulling of the fiber a lot easier as well.
So when the fiber needs to be replaced in the future, it can be. Cullum says the network of conduit is mostly out of sight.
Some of it's underground, some of it is in the ceiling, some of it's outside. It depends on what part it is, but we're laying that as needed.
The underground part between the district office and the shop was contracted out to Reed Brothers Construction. They finished the job in 2 days. The tubing will remain empty for a while. The district plans to have GCI install the new fiber optic cable this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.